Good morning, Chelvest and Caldergard and Chelston Rise. It's Tuesday, the 21st of April, and the 94th birthday of Her Majesty the Queen, one of our most fanatical listeners. Happy birthday, Madge, and fair play to you for cancelling the traditional gun salute today. Okay, folks, I did make the last bit up. I can't prove that the Queen listens to our daily broadcasts every day, but I wouldn't be surprised. We're seeing some very interesting results from the web statistics. We clearly have listeners in Texas, and that would be Jerry and Marcia. We have listeners in Australia, and I think that must be Arthur's daughter, Helen. My parents and parents-in-law listening from the Black Country. Johnny's listening in from Wellington Barracks in the heart of London. And I bet Michelle and Grant are listening in from Peterborough. Yesterday, I even found someone from Northampton. John and Catherine Bird heard me mention Canon Eric Buchanan, who served the parish of Chelveston cum Caldecott from 1990 to 1998. Their ears certainly pricked up. It turns out that the Reverend Eric Buchanan at the time had married them in Duston, just outside Northampton, in 1970. He was a lovely person back then and clearly made an impact on moving to this parish from Duston. He helped save the church in this village and created the foundations that Grant and his successors Richard and Michelle could build on. Now, as you listen to these podcasts, you're probably beginning to realise that there are some key roles in this parish. They are the roles that provide the foundations for village life. When Naomi took on the role as the latest publican for the Star and Garter, I'm sure she didn't realise that she was becoming part of history as the 30th publican since 1737. She will actually go down in history as the publican who survived the Great Plague of 2020. Similarly, when Michelle took over as our vicar, I bet she didn't realise that she was becoming part of history as our 26th vicar since records began, and the first to broadcast online to the village. And by the way, also the first to sneak in and build an Easter garden when no one was looking. Michelle, I know it's your church and your churchyard, and you're entitled to do anything you want, but it was a big shock the other morning on my rounds to find that someone had been beavering away in the churchyard during the day. It's usually just me and the rabbits in the morning. It was only when I listened to the church podcast and saw the pictures that I knew what was going on. Now, the school was traditionally the third leg of the village establishment. We still have people in the village today that went to school here, as Janellen found when she realised that her next-door neighbour had actually been at school when her grandfather was the headmaster of the Chelveston School. I bet every one of those people who went to school here could name all those teachers and head teachers that taught them over the years, shaping their lives. Again, Mark Hunter has managed to assemble a list of them all, men and women who shaped the lives of the children of the parish. And I bet a few of them gave H a big telling off as well when he was playing up at school. I spoke a little bit in jest about the relationship between the Queen and our parish at the start of this podcast. Some of you may not realise it, but this parish has links to the Crown, which date back to 1066. The manor of Chelveston cum Caldecott was granted to the son of William the Conqueror as part of the manor of Higham Ferrers. It passed through the families of de Ferrers, Lancaster and eventually Somerset, before eventually being claimed by the Disbrow family in the 1700s. This explains the name of Disbrow Court in Chelveston, Ferrers Barn, Somerset Barn, and Lancaster Barn in Bidwell Lane. The Queen's estate, the Duchy of Lancaster, still owns land in the village, and the parish council deals with the duchy all the time. The Duchy of Lancaster owns the golf course and is actually developing the new properties on Bidwell Lane. In 1985, Her Majesty the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh visited the village to meet one of her tenants, Graham Hill, who was farming Duchy Farm, one of her properties. Remember, it was Graham's son Peter that allegedly, I say allegedly, was part of the great heist that saved the windsock mast for our new memorial. On her visit to the district, the Queen was received by Councillor Clive Wood, Chairman of East Northamptonshire District Council. Now, Clive is another of the great characters of the area. He recently spent many hours in our churchyard repainting the memorial plaque to the 305th. So for newcomers to the area, this must be quite bewildering. It certainly was for me when I first found all this out. But over the years, I found that the history of this place runs really deep. Residents seem to get the bug. The same names seem to crop up all the time. The same roles form the framework that anchor our lives. We have lived life at a breakneck speed in recent years, but this pandemic has given us the chance to stop and take stock. We're all making history now, but we're all building on the shoulders of giants. It's good to realise that everyone playing a part in this pandemic, in this village, is part of a bigger picture that will form part of history. So happy birthday, Mom. We're a very small part of the Duchy of Lancaster, but we are staying true to the historical values that have served this village well and will help us get through this crisis. Thank you.